talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
Hey, Scott Spears back with you. Getaway Friday, 13 minutes past the hour, April the 22nd, 2022, 60 degrees, cloudy skies here in Marion. The drive-in theaters are opening today. And as long as the phones keep ringing, I'll stick with you. Looks like we're going to make it through the last hour here. Does anybody know where the first drive-up window, as we know it, started? We still don't have an answer to that. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Also, we had a lot of conversation there about schools today and things going on with Marion City Schools, which tend to be in the news right now. That's been a conversation. Miracle Whip versus mayonnaise. Which one is mayonnaise? Which one is Miracle Whip? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Does anybody really buy mayonnaise for their summer cookouts? I don't know that it happens.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, wasn't the drive-thru window Dave Thomas, Wendy's?
It was Wendy's. Oddly enough, it was Dave Thomas right in Columbus.
Yeah, I just watched last week, the Food of Built America.
That's the show that I saw.
Sunday, yeah, it was a good show. I watched every episode.
Wasn't that I watched the one on Dave Thomas and Colonel Sanders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I saw the one on, Pop Secret versus Orville Redenbacher.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was
Famous Amos
and Mrs. Fields.
Yeah, that was a good one, too.
That is such a good show.
It is, it really is. And you learn a lot. Like Dave Thomas, he was the one that founded the bucket also for chicken.
In that, you know, I did not realize how removed Colonel Sanders was from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, you're right. That's true.
But apparently Dave Thomas was the mastermind behind that. And how it showed about the size of the burger.
Uh-huh.
That is a great show.
Yeah, you know, how about when he no one was buying his double hamburger, so he come out with the triple hamburger, and the guy said, they'll never buy. He's like, I don't plan them to. I want to call it small, medium, large. Everyone thought the three was really big, so they would order the double, just like he thought they would.
Wasn't that genius? And how about how the chili got started? They wanted to recycle the leftover hamburger.
Yeah, got tired of his employees throwing them away.
You know that. What's the name of that show again?
The Food That Built America.
Food, and it's on the History Channel, isn't it?
Yeah, the History Channel. Yep.
That is a great show.
Yes, it is. I enjoy it.
Hey, thanks for calling.
I knew somebody would have seen that show. I watched that one, The Food That Built America. They had one with Dave Thomas and Colonel Sanders. Then they had one with Orville Redenbacher versus Pop Secret. And the cookie one was very interesting, too. Famous Amos and Mrs. Fields. And we've had Famous Amos on this show. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. I heard somebody beeping in there. If you have something you'd like to say, give me a buzz. If we can keep the phone lines moving, I'm always glad to stay on the air. I need a co-host on Friday. That's what I need. You know, because at this point, if somebody went to the studio, I could co-host with them that way. Or they could call in. Who would be a good co-host for Friday? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yes, you were talking about the mayonnaise and the salad dressing.
Yes.
The Miracle Whip and mayonnaise, I mean, on the Miracle Whip jar, it actually says creamy mayo and tangy dressing. And I used to make a salad dressing, my mom taught me, for green salads, not just potato salads and pasta salads and stuff. You use a little dollop of Miracle Whip, about 1 or 2 tablespoons, a little bit of sugar, about a teaspoon, sprinkle some vinegar in there, and just enough milk to make it a thin consistency. And a lot of your restaurants do use actual mayonnaise, because if you ask them for some, that's what they hand you out the window. And some have their own special sauces. Wendy's has one for a chicken sandwich. McDonald's has one for their Big Mac.
You know, my grandmother used to make that that salad dressing for just green salad out of Miracle Whip, the one I think you just were talking about. But this all started because I had ordered the other night a turkey sandwich, and I said, I want some mayonnaise. And they actually brought me Hellman's. But if you go to a cookout or you order mayonnaise, most people are not talking about Hellman's.
Yeah.
I find that interesting. I don't know how Miracle Whip became mayonnaise.
Well, it says on the label it's partly mayonnaise, too, so I guess it qualifies for that.
So there is mayonnaise in Miracle Whip, but there's also
it says on the label.
And there's a tangy something.
Dressing. Yes, tangy dressing.
Tangy dressing. So it's not... Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know what the tangy dressing consists of.
I guess that's their secret.
Yes. So have you had lunch yet?
No, I haven't. Do you have a suggestion?
I love Red Lobster, and I don't care. I've never had a problem with any meal I've ever gotten from Red Lobster. And right now they have several meals for under $10. And shellfish isn't good for you if you have cholesterol issues. But I love their... coconut shrimp with the pina colada sauce.
You know, I their biscuits are great. I love their biscuits. Now, if you get a to go order, do they give you like several biscuits?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And they'll give you extras if you ask.
Well, I'm going to have to try because you know I'm going to be done here in about 40 minutes, and my stomach is starting to growl.
Mm-hmm. Well, yep. You could call and order it and go in and pick it up. I don't think they have a drive-thru. I don't know. I like going in and sitting down and eating at restaurants. And right now, a lot of your restaurants aren't very busy because everybody's using the drive-thru or whatever else they don't have to deal with people or get out of their vehicles.
Oh, yeah. Going in is always great. I just – the problem that I have found inside restaurants as of late is that the service, there's something wrong with it. I don't know if they're totally understaffed, what's going on, I don't know. My last few experiences going inside restaurants were not great ones.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
I know how to cook, so I love my restaurant at home.
Now, what are you having for lunch?
Let's see. I'm actually just getting up. I worked nights all my life, and I was born after midnight, so... I'm having breakfast, but I'm having mashed potatoes and stuff like that for my breakfast.
Well,
and I made it myself.
Now, do you ever make the potato patties?
Yes. Yes, with leftover mashed potatoes, yes.
You know, that used to be a common thing, but I hardly ever see anybody doing that anymore.
Yeah, and some of your restaurants used to offer it, but I don't know if they do that anymore either.
Yeah, I haven't seen those in a long time.
You just take regular leftover mashed potatoes. You add an egg or two, depending on how much you got. You got a proportionate, kind of like a meatloaf, I guess. And then you put whatever seasonings you want to put in it. You make them into patties. A good cast iron skillet works really well, but with today's technology and stuff, the new pans are probably okay. So put some butter in the pan and put those patties in them. Fry them a nice golden brown, and they're really good.
Not bad at all.
Well, you have to put a little flour on them though, too. You like bread them, so to speak. I take a tablespoon and I take a scoop of the potato mixture and I flour one side and I flip it and flour the other side and then I put it in the skillet.
Well, it sounds good. Well, hey, I'm glad you're out there. Thanks for calling.
I have one more thing.
Oh, go ahead.
She asked about, she thought that board members got paid. A lot of your board members don't get paid. I was on a couple different board members, my position myself, the board of directors, and I didn't get paid for those. And there's several positions out there. They're not paid.
Well,
some
no.
are, some.
See, I did not think the school board was, but I don't know if you find that out or not. What do you make of this whole Marion City School thing?
Well, a lot of people don't realize the government and everybody else controls what the teachers are allowed to say and do and teach children. and they don't get the biggest pay on the whenever there's a they ask for more money when they do the elections and stuff. It's not usually the teachers that get it. It's usually the higher up ones. But that's why you really have to be involved. If you really want to know what's going on with your schools, be involved. Like you guys said earlier, people don't show up at these meetings and stuff. Well, that's the only way you're going to learn what's really going on.
Well, I'm just confused on why there is a there's a clear division. And you when a new school board member has to go to Judge Fregali's court, and this has never happened before, that's not even a school issue. That's not a policy issue. Something is fundamentally wrong there. And the people who are applying for this, which obviously people are, why are people voting no? I mean, what reasoning could there be that this board is split 2-2? I don't understand that.
I don't know either. I haven't been involved in school issues for a long time because I don't have any kids in our school system. So the only thing I know is when they keep asking for more money, which didn't make sense when the virus was going on and their kids wasn't in school, parents was teaching their own children, they still had their hand out asking for more money.
Well, you know, the honestly, that's become a tough issue because Marion City Schools for many years, when I went to Marion City Schools, you didn't pay to do anything. You didn't pay to play. You didn't pay for your books. You got a school kit at the beginning of the year, and that was it. But that's because people passed a bond issue and school levies. Well, the problem is now in Marion, we're very unique. Not that we have open enrollment, but that did come too. But the other problem is that we have five school districts now, but the money that funds the schools, the tax dollars from your house don't follow you. So if you send your kid to River Valley and you live in Marion City, your property taxes don't go to River Valley. They go to Marion City, and you don't vote on River Valley levies and bonds. You vote on Marion City. And, yep. So why would anybody vote for a bond issue? That's the problem.
I guess some people don't realize somebody has to pay for this free money we keep giving out, whether it's federal money or state money or city money. We're giving away all this. Well, Biden keeps giving away all these trillions and billions of dollars. Who do you think has to eventually pay for that? And it may not be you or me. It's going to be our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, whatever, until this debt is cleared. And do you think these foreign countries are going to send any money back to help bail us out? Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because what the pandemic did, I don't know. And one of the reasons a lot of these federal dollars are happening is because we can't pass bond issues and levies like we used to. What do you do when the schools are funded by the government? And they used to be funded a good majority by the property taxes. What's the solution, I guess, aside from getting it from the government? Can't let the school go belly up.
No. Nope. Sometimes I do think they get a little carried away with some of the money that they do get and what they use it for. Well, like when they had the leukemia issue and they rebuilt all those schools, they actually had the nerve to put their hands out and beg for more money. And I'm thinking, you guys just got brand new schools. Why didn't you design it right the first place instead of asking us for more money to fix something else that you wanted done?
Well, that's an interesting thing. The leukemia issue is fascinating because who approved that to begin with? Because that was back in the 50s or 60s. I still don't know what's going on there. I mean, the schools are still there. The GTE building stayed there long after that. I don't understand that.
It's just not Marion. Some other places did that, too. You know, like Mount Gayet had a school there in Edison that wasn't good enough for the regular students, but they still used it for a school for special students for years later. They finally did tear it down a couple years ago. Same thing for a jail. The jail wasn't good enough for the prisoners, so now they have offices in that building for regular working people that didn't deserve to be prisoned, I guess, so to speak, that wasn't good enough for the prisoners, but it is good enough for the office workers, which doesn't make any sense. And that jail is still there, still being used as offices.
It's interesting. Well, hey, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Yes, enjoy your lunch, and thank you.
Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. 27 minutes past the hour, I heard a call coming in there. So if that was you, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. You know, trying to talk, and I don't multitask very well. I was trying to type and talk there, and it was becoming a problem. But we made it through. Schools are the issue today. Really, anything you want to talk about. Food. Who doesn't like to talk about food? It is lunchtime, although I have not had any lunch yet. I've been on the air since 8 o'clock this morning. Now, I do have turkey in the refrigerator. I could have a turkey sandwich. And I've had a lot of roast beef lately. I've had a lot of breaded chicken. I just don't know. I wonder if Sarah's eaten her bologna sandwich. Her plain bologna sandwich. I wonder if she has some chips or a pickle or something on the side. 740-751-4038. Coin Ministry at the Colonial Coin Laundromats this weekend, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the locations on Bell Fountain Avenue and Main Street. You don't have to bring anything but your dirty clothes. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Colonial Coin locations this coming Saturday. Tony Danza at the Palace, Stories and Standards, 7:30 tomorrow night. 740-383-2101 for tickets. And our lines remain open. Half past the hour, 740-751-4038. It would just seem to me, at this point, that there's some kind of division with the Marion City School Board. Now, that's just my opinion, but when you can't vote a new school board member in, that it's troubling that it has to go to a judge to be chosen, something's wrong. And how is the judge going to choose this person? You know, I'm sure that's very tough on the judge. Does anybody understand any of this? 740-751-4038. But I'll tell you, that show on food on the History Channel is great. Learning all about Colonel Sanders and Dave Thomas and Pop Secret and Orville Redenbacher and Wally Amos, Famous Amos, and Mrs. Fields. You know, they had the big Charter City meeting the other night. What do you think about this Charter City? We haven't talked a whole lot about that. We had Brett Cornelius on last week. He talked about the meeting that was going to happen. I guess it did happen this past week. This has been brought up before in Marion. We never really went that route. Do people like the idea of a Charter City? Is that something of interest to people? Who's going to be choosing the rules for the Charter City? Those people, I guess, have to be chosen. Then the city itself has to vote to see if we want to accept the charter. Any thoughts on any of that? 740-751-4038. And I guess what we have learned is that Miracle Whip does have mayonnaise in it. But it's not mayonnaise. I don't know what the secret sauce would be that's on the breaded chicken sandwiches at these restaurants. Any idea what that's made of? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Okay, a lot of topics on the table. 32 minutes past the hour. And any ideas you would like to tender for a co-host on Saturday mornings or Friday mornings? See, this is how you get. You're on the air for 5 hours like this and you forget what day it is. Friday mornings, 740-751-4038. We'll be on the air tonight with Angie, 8:10 to 10 p.m. You're not going to want to miss that. And again, I do want to thank or congratulate Maria Turoff and Judy Jackson. They won the tickets to the Tony Danza concert tomorrow night here in Marion. Every time I see the name Turoff, I just think about cream pies. Now, banana cream was my favorite, but they had a good coconut cream, too. Who has the best French fries in town? We were having that conversation earlier. Now, I say Wendy's, but I will say that Arby's does have a good fry. I think Arby's has a very good crinkle fry. Now, their curly fry, I've not been a huge fan of. And I do not like the spicy fries from anywhere. But the crinkle fries from Arby's or Wendy's, Wendy's fries. Who has the best French fries in town? 740-751-4038. Or any suggestions for lunch today? Looking for a drive-through place. We heard about Red Lobster earlier. Red Lobster never sounds bad. I love fish, though. I think fish is great. I like tartar sauce, which I think is made with Miracle Whip. Now, isn't tartar sauce Miracle Whip in relish? It's not mayonnaise in relish. Now, see, here's another thing. When you make your deviled eggs, do you use Miracle Whip or mayonnaise? See, people can ruin deviled eggs. Well, not ruin. I guess they're not ruined. But people who are eating them think, oh, boy, there's some good deviled eggs. And some people like the sugar, the deviled egg mixture, concoction, and some people don't. And if you go into a deviled egg thinking you're going to get the sugary version, and you don't, it's a whole nother taste. So is it mayonnaise or Miracle Whip in a deviled egg? 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. All right, let's see. What else is on the agenda here? Well, we've had good calls all morning. Now, is everybody else out eating right now? Here I am, slaving away on the radio, and everybody else is out having a good lunch. Such is life, I guess. Sarah's eating her bologna sandwich. What did she say she puts on her bologna sandwich? Bacon, grease, and salt? Was that it? Holy mackerel. 740-751-4038. Maybe we've talked ourselves out this morning. Let's see. Do we have any other trivia questions that would be of interest? Let's see here. Okay. Well, this might be of interest. Let's do something with Tony Danza. Can anybody name the star of the first show that Tony Danza was on? Now, he was on the show, but he was not the star. Does anybody know that? 740-751-4038. Who was the star of the first show that Tony Danza was ever on? Considered the lead of the show. Does anybody go back that far? Maybe somebody does. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Was Judd Hirsch?
Judd Hirsch. What became of Judd Hirsch? He's still around, isn't he?
Yeah, he's still alive. Yeah, I just seen him on Facebook. They showed him it was his birthday. And
he's got to be getting up in years.
Yeah, I can't remember how old he was. I just watched Taxi last night.
Now, isn't that really, that is a great sitcom that gets left off the list a lot.
Yeah, it sure is. It was a lot of fun to, and Jim's probably one of my favorites on there, and Lock Up.
Now, you going to go over to Tony Danza tomorrow?
No, not listening to music really ain't my thing.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it'll be a good turnout, and I think, you know, even if it's not a great turnout, I think they're going to have a good show.
You know what? I think when you interviewed him, I could hear the excitement in his voice. He couldn't wait to see how beautiful the palace is and see how pretty, how beautiful it is.
Well, I'll tell you, like I said in the first hour this morning, no, if 10 people show up tomorrow, the people are going to be entertained. I mean, he tells stories, he plays instruments, he tap dances, he sings, and none of this is piped in. I don't know any performer who does all that.
You're right. He just, yeah, it's just in a show, and yeah, I agree, but I'm pretty sure he'll sell good. I'm not saying that at all, of course. But I think he'll really get a enjoyment out of our palace, and I hope you get an interview with him afterwards, and he can tell how beautiful it was.
Yeah.
How much he enjoyed himself.
Well, I'd love to have him on. I thought he was a great guest. He was very nice and good guy.
You know, I turned it on in the it was at the beginning of when you talked to him, but I couldn't make out who it was, but I figured it out before I could hear you guys talking about, you know, who he was. But yeah. I was like, oh, that's Tony Danza's voice.
You know, first time he was on, I thought, well, you know, the first time anybody's on, you kind of wonder how they're going to be. He could not have been nicer.
Oh, God, you're not kidding. He called you Scott like he knew you forever, known you forever.
Yeah, good guy, good guy. So I hope he does well. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right, take care, Scott.
Judd Hirsch, yes, was the star of Taxi, old Judd Hirsch. Okay, here's another Tony Danza. Now, I'm pulling these off the top of my head, so bear with me. What was Tony Danza's occupation on Who's the Boss? 740-751-4038. What was Tony Danza's occupation on Who's the Boss? That's an interesting show. Now, in my opinion, probably not as well written or as good as Taxi. It ran longer. It was on longer. But he had an interesting occupation. Go ahead, caller.
He was Angela's housekeeper.
Housekeeper. Now, did you like that show?
Yes.
You know, I thought that was so interesting. Here you have this guy, you know, a sports guy, and he's her housekeeper.
Yeah.
Good show. Hey, thanks for calling. Yes, he was a housekeeper. Okay, let's get another question here. Oh, here's one for you. You'll have to do some thinking. What other Who's the Boss cast member has been on this show? Now, we've had Tony Danza, but who else have we had on? One of the main cast members of Who's the Boss. Who would that be? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What other cast member of Who's the Boss have we had on this show besides Tony Danza? Okie doke. Go ahead, caller.
Was it the lady that played Mona?
It was. Do you know her name?
No, I don't.
Okay, you're right. It was the lady who played Mona. Thank you. Now, does anybody know her name? There's the next trivia question. It was the lady who played Mona. Does anybody know her name off the top of your head? Now, she was in a couple. Well, she was in quite a few sitcoms. Does anybody know what her name was? She was on this show a couple, three times maybe. She has since went on to her reward. What was the name of the actress who played Mona on Who's the Boss? She was on the show. 740-751-4038. All right. Well, maybe this person knows. Go ahead, caller.
Catherine Hellman.
Catherine Hellman. Now, did you hear her on this station?
I don't know if I heard her or not.
She was a good interview. I liked her. I think she was on a couple times, but Good lady.
I don't think I caught her.
Yeah, she was good. So what do you think of the Tony Danza show tomorrow?
Yeah, I would have liked to win tickets. I've been playing last August. I never won one. And I'd like to have those tickets to give to somebody that would have really loved to go. So.
You know, it's, I tell you, the luck of the draw sometimes is very tough.
Well, I liked it when you won once a month, and then, you know, you had a better chance, because us older people, we don't do computers, and, you know, unless you have somebody to help you, and when you're in a lot of times, you just kind of, one time, I think I was in 10 times, I think another lady, maybe two, had answered once or twice, and I didn't even win that.
Well,
so I've got bad luck.
Well, it was interesting yesterday that Marie Turoff, who just ended up winning, she got in at the last minute, and I think she was only in once. And that's why I like doing the drawings, because you can enter as many times as you want, but anybody can win.
But see, I don't like it because when I hear the names, I keep hearing the same names win over and over. When you know, like they did it, and you won once a month, you could call in and answer. And I would ask Charlie if I could give my, you know, a ticket, you know, to somebody else, he'd say no. So when I would win, and I didn't know, you know, I don't have a relation up here. So I found a lady down at the library. She liked the tickets, so I'd give them to her and stuff, you know, if I couldn't use them. But
well, you know,
I liked it when won, because then I know I don't have to sit there for 5 hours on Friday. Just one time, I think I called in over 200 times within an hour or two trying to win. It was something that I wanted, and it did no good, so I just kind of quit.
Well, I'll tell you, you know what? I'll tell you why we went to the drawing instead of the straight trivia question was because when you ask a straight trivia question like the one I just asked, you know, what actress portrayed Mona? Well, that's very easily Googleable. And if I have, let's say I had Tony Danza tickets, well, it's whoever types it in fast is going to get those tickets, and it's going to be one and done, and we're going to be done, and it's going to take about 1 minute, and that's going to be it. And we're going to be giving away, you know, those tickets are something like $40. We're going to be giving $80 worth of stuff away in 1 minute to the person who can Google the fastest. So that's why we went to the drawing, because then it doesn't have, I mean, you can Google 50 times, as you say. You can be in there 50 times, and somebody who's in there once can win.
Yeah, because usually when you won once, you know, you just kind of didn't call in as much. You let the other people, you know what I mean, win. And you had a lot more stuff, you know, like Tecumseh and the zoo and different stuff.
Well, that'll be back this summer.
I don't like that. I don't like this way at all, because I don't know if it's last August or whatever. And I've called in, I don't know how many times, and I've never won. I could be the only one in the drawing, and I wouldn't win. So.
Now, have you had any luck on...
There you go.
Have you had any... Well, see, I know, and it works both ways. It's an interesting thing, but that's what was happening, was we were looking at our prize sheets, and even though we had a 30-day policy, we were having about the same 30 people win... Well, it was about 50 people. We had about the same 50 people winning every 30 days. And then you would have people calling in and saying, am I at my 30 days yet? Am I at my 30 days? Because nobody kept track of that. And
well, I did kind of. I kept track. You know, I would kind of not call in, or if nobody called, then I would answer. And then, you know, because I'd already, you know, if it was, you know, if I won, you know, there was no use for me to just keep calling and trying, you know, to win again, because I couldn't. So other people, but see, I don't have a computer. I can't Google and do that stuff. So for us older people, it's hard for us to do it when, you know, they can get onto the internet and do it. But there ought to be a way where, you know, like his ticket, you give one, and then, I don't know. You just get
it's tough.
That got it right.
It's
you know,
tough.
One, and then the others, you just keep the next ticket maybe for the next hour. I don't know, but no, this way I can't win at all, so.
Well, hopefully it'll come up, but that's why we went this way, was because we were getting people who either did not have internet or did not want internet, and they were saying, well, you know, the prizes that are more expensive, like the Zumbezi Bay, the zoo, the palace tickets, things like that.
You had so many of those, but like right now, whoever won that Tony, you know, the Danza tickets, Well, then they couldn't call in anymore. So that gives the next person, a chance to win a stuff. But sometimes I'd hear, like, the same person's name, or if somebody won, they'd say, well, give it to Mary, And I tried to do that with Charlie, and he said, no, you can't do that.
Well, I've never done that. I've heard people...
No, of course, I would find somebody. There was a lady up to the... I happened to be up to the library, and she had a family of... I believe there was five. So it took me 3 months to get her tickets to the zoo, what I mean, and stuff, because you could only win once. And I can understand why some of them got Christmas lights. Now, I would have liked to have that. And I heard the same names over and over. Well, if there's five in a family, I don't know if two could go on. What are you doing with all these tickets? It didn't make sense to me. And I would have liked to have those. There's not, the restaurants, I don't eat out that much of things, but there are just, certain things. But some reason, I don't care if two is in it, I won't win. So
I'll tell you what, it's frustrating. I'll tell you what I've learned about the prizes. You cannot make everybody happy. I mean, we have done the questions, we've done the drawings. Nate does his a certain way. He does the drawings. Adam was just asking questions, stumped the DJ. And then people were starting to question how Adam was doing it because people said, well, hey, I did give the right answer, but now you're saying you have a 30-day policy.
I called in on his show, and he said no, and the next person called in, and it was like the same thing, and yes. No, but you had so many. You were given Tecumseh, the zoo, the oil change. You were just giving a lot. So, if I want an oil change, well, I wouldn't call in anymore. And you were doing it every day. You had so many tickets before that COVID and stuff where, everybody that listens to your show probably could have won something. You know what I mean?
Well, last summer.
Older people in our 70s and 80s, we don't do the computer. And, and when you can look it up, I could sit here in an hour and look stuff up, and I could have my name in there 5 or 8 times, and somebody else only once. Well, they're not going to have a very good chance of winning. Last summer
we did give away a lot of Zumbezi Bay and Columbus Zoo and the Wilds, and we had something else last summer. I can't remember what it was, but we gave away a lot of tickets last summer. I don't think we had a 30-day policy, but we gave away a lot. I mean, we were doing a pair of tickets every hour, I think, last summer.
But this, you were, Charlie, I mean, you were giving a lot away an hour, but I know one daughter used the zoo tickets and the Wild, and then me and her went down to Tecumseh maybe 3 years or so ago. And the rest of them, the oil changes I would use, but usually the food, I don't go out to that.
But it's interesting because if
there's something I really want and I can't get through to kids.
Well, I'll tell you, what's funny when you think of Charlie's old shows or listening to them, if you ever listen to them, what used to happen was we would have food and then we'd have maybe 3 food things to give away. Well, the first 3 questions, people would answer, people would take the food, and then it would be gone, and he'd have an hour and 40 minutes left, and he'd be saying, well, I guess people don't want anything but the food.
I don't remember that because...
Oh, it happened a lot.
See, when people wouldn't answer, then I would call in, even though I won yesterday. If it was kind of nobody and I knew the answer, well, I would call in. But after I'd won mine for the month, I would kind of stay off and
Once the big prize went, if we had something like Ponderosa tickets, it would go in 5 minutes, and then you'd have 2 hours where people would say, I don't want to go to the zoo. I don't want to go to the Wilds. I don't want to.
See that. I just remember people just answering a lot. Sometimes he'd really get a lot of, answers. Even if he didn't give a prize away, they would, even if he gives a prize away, people would just call in and answer. But no, this way.
We've gotten more phone calls doing the Family Feud than we have gotten ever doing anything else.
Yeah, because I can hear people within an hour or two, their names over and over, They're in a lot of times. And so then when they're in, in an hour, if you're in once, if somebody's in 6, 3 or 4 is in 4 or 5 times, you just kind of don't have a chance. I learned that one time, but I think in an hour, because I had to keep hitting that dial thing, and I was trying to get through, buddy. And I think my phone showed over 200... times that I was trying to get through. I think it might have been those Christmas lights one time. And it's like, I've stayed here for, 5 hours listening and trying to get on. It's like, this is stupid. I'm not going to win.
Well, hope springs eternal. Maybe your name will pop up sometime.
No.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
If it does, if you hear a thought, I'll faint.
Bye-bye. Oh, I tell you, the never-ending issue with the prize policy, it's a bear, and I understand people want to win. We give away a lot of good stuff, and it's tough. It's tough when you don't win, and it's tough when you get in a drought. You know, it reminds me of when people used to play bingo. You remember when people used to go to the bingo halls? And they would say, I just can't hit. It's the same people winning all the time. And then sometimes they would get on a streak and they would win all the time. Anybody have any ideas on this? 740-751-4038, 53 minutes past the hour. Let's see. What's another good Tony Danza question? Okay. Well, We've done a taxi question. We've done a who's the boss question. Let's see. Oh, here's one. Hopefully kind of easy. What was the name of Tony Danza's talk show? Did you know Tony Danza hosted a talk show? What was the name of Tony Danza's talk show? 740-751-4038. I think it was on for 2 years. 54 minutes past the hour, Getaway Friday, April 22nd, 2022, 4/22/22. 62 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. 740-751-4038. You know, I think the people who won the Tony Danza tickets were not regular winners, Maria Turoff and Judy Jackson. I'd have to look at my paper, but I don't think they're regulars.
Go ahead, caller.
I've got two answers. I'll say the Tony Show.
Not the Tony Show.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Not the Tony Show. What was the name of Tony Danza's talk show? Does anybody know the name of Tony Danza's talk show? 55 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Sarah must still be out eating her bologna sandwich. I've mentioned that like two or three times this hour, and we haven't heard from her. And we know she likes to reply.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about the Danza Show?
Not the Danza Show.
Not the Tony Show. Not the Danza Show. What was the name of Tony Danza's talk show? It was live from New York every day at 10 o'clock for 2 years. 740-751-4038. Don't forget, on tonight with Angie, 8 to 10. The Coin Ministry at the Laundromats tomorrow. Colonial Coin Laundromats, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. The locations on Bell Fountain Avenue and Main Street, the Colonial Coin Laundromats. All you got to do is show up with your laundry. They have the soap and everything else. All right. Let's see. Tony Danza's talk show. Nobody knows the name. Maybe that's why it's not on anymore. Nobody knows the name of Tony Danza's talk show. Let's see, what's another good Tony Danza question? Okay, when Tony was on this show, which you've probably heard the interview by now, what story did he say he was looking forward to telling tomorrow when he comes to Marion? It involved a big star. What story did Tony Danza say he was looking forward to telling tomorrow at the Palace when he comes to Marion? It involves a big star. 740-751-4038, 57 minutes past the hour. Or what was the name
of Tony Danza's talk show. 57 minutes past the hour, 3 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. What famous person is in the Tony Danza show that he wants to tell tomorrow at the Palace? Or the name of Tony Danza's talk show.
Go ahead, caller.
Wasn't a story about George C. Scott or something?
Not George. He did talk about George C. Scott, but that wasn't the story.
All right. Thanks,
thank
God.
You.
Not George C. Scott. He did talk about working with George C. Scott in the interview we did. But who is the big celebrity that he wants to tell the story about tomorrow at the Palace? 740-751-4038. 58 minutes past the hour. Or the name of Tony Danza's talk show. That's a real simple answer. You know, I'm getting close to lunch here. That's a very, very good thing. My stomach is starting to growl with about 90 seconds left here. 740-751-4038. Any final guesses today? The name of the Tony Danza talk show. Or the celebrity he's going to tell a story about tomorrow here in Marion. Don't forget to tune in tonight. Angie Evers and I, 8 to 10 p.m. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We're getting close to closing time here. And the prize policy remains elusive. All right. Well, I hope everybody had a great day. I had a great day. Hope you join us tonight. Hope you stick with WWGH Radio all day and continue the fun. The name, well, maybe listen tonight, and I'll tell you the name of Tony Danza's talk show, or the person he wants to tell a story about, the famous person. Tune in tonight, 8 to 10 p.m. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary owner of the Marion grocery store, Smith Cardinal, Bob Smith.
At the height of, you know, sealing things and everything, the height of one time, well, two times is a big story. This, we had been into...